Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We are proud to be speaking to one of our Marines once again on board the USS Kearsage. It's Christopher Rainford, Lance Corporal E3, is with us today. And Lance Corporal Rainford, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on with us. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
Yes, I'm a chemical, biological, radiological, neurological specialist with the assessment consequence management team, and basically we respond to any hazmat emergencies that could come up, and we try to deter the situation.
Okay, well, we certainly want to get into that a little bit later and just remind people that we're speaking to Lance Corporal Rainford while he's on board the Kearsage, so a little bit different kind of communication here. Lance Corporal, where are you from originally?
I'm from a little town in Arizona called Goodyear.
Oh, yeah? How big a town is that?
Well, when I lived there, it's been a while. But when I lived there, it was pretty small. But now I guess it's blown up since.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not small anymore.
Well, tell us, did you join the Marine Corps right out of high school? How did you come to the Marine Corps?
No, I didn't. I played college for a while. And, one day I just decided that, college wasn't really it for me. And I wanted to do the fast track to serve my country. So, I marched right up to the recruiter's office and joined that day.
There you go. Is that something that had been in the back of your mind, and the Marines were going to be your choice if you decided to go into the military?
Actually, no. It's pretty funny. I come from a big Air Force family, so the Marine Corps is kind of the polar opposite of what I'm used to. So I guess I just want to, try something I wasn't comfortable with, because they took the challenge, or they gave me a challenge. And, they weren't even looking at me, whereas the other recruiters were kind of just, like, begging for me, So I kind of took that as a challenge to improve myself and meet the expectations.
Oh, there you go. That's a great reason. Again, you say your parents are in the Air Force now?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And where are they stationed?
My mother is stationed in Germany. I believe Ramstein Air Force Base, and my father is in Carswell in Fort Worth, Texas.
Do you have other family members in the military too?
I have some various members in the Marine Corps and Army. As an immediate family, I just have like an uncle in the Marine Corps and a cousin in the Army. So.
Did any of them give you advice as you were headed towards a recruiter's office or after hearing that you had signed up?
Yeah, my family, my parents, they pretty much begged me not to go to the Marine Corps. They said that, if you're going to enlist, please just do Air Force. Once I had my mind made up, I was going to do it. So.
Well, there's a lot of Marines who are probably with you on that one saying, hey, this is a tougher road to go.
It's definitely a difference.
So I bet it'll make for some interesting conversation around holidays with everybody. How long have you been in the Marine Corps now?
I'm going on my third year.
Okay. And in this particular specialty, then, chemical, biological, radiological, I would imagine that involves a significant amount of training. Did you have any background in any of this before, or has all the training been in the Marine Corps?
No, certainly not. I've never even taken a chemistry class. That's not how the Marine Corps works. So they need you somewhere, they're going to put you somewhere. And as far as the training, I've been through quite a lot of training, actually. I was combined for over a year's worth of training. So.
Wow. And I would imagine that involves, how to handle and also how to control the environment of an incident. Is that part of it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is part of your training how to control the environment if there were some accidents involving any of these agents, just how to set up perimeters, how to control the environment, how to keep people in and out?
Right. Ours is strictly, defense. Something where, God forbid, to pop off, something related to emergency, really, hazmat or chemical, bioradio or, nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is strictly to go in, figure out what it is, how to decon, personnel who could possibly get exposed to it, have to protect our Marines, of course, as, you know, they're the first priority. And basically just keep everybody safe.
I understand you've had some other training, too, that I know a lot of our firemen and rescue people go through. So tell us about some of that training.
Okay, yeah. As far as the 26 MU, they went ahead and sent our ACM team up to West Virginia, and we got some went to the Center for National Response and actually trained in rope rescue, confined space, and structural collapse rescue efforts. So if anything were to happen as far as any kind of mass emergency, we were pretty well trained to take care of it. So it's really cool.
Well, that kind of training is really highly prized. I mean, especially confined space, structural collapse type of training, because a lot of people, it comes in the civilian world all the time, where people are working in various construction efforts, and there may be a collapse or a ditch that even caves in, and that's some of the things you've been trained for?
Absolutely, yeah. I've heard just countless opportunities out there, you know. Every cert we get, we get a little higher up the chain.
Right.
We're able to definitely apply that in the real world.
Yeah. Do you think that that's something you might want to do after a Marine Corps career, or have you thought about that?
I have my ideas. I have other things I was kind of looking into, but definitely this stuff is my life. I love it. So I definitely would look into maybe join the firefighter, become a firefighter, some kind of something along that line.
Yeah, well, you certainly would have the great background for that, too. I understand you've also been involved in some of the cleanup and at least in standby situations, too, with your team for Sandy.
Yes. We did respond to Hurricane Sandy. We, the 26 MU, as you know, it's a Marine Corps registering unit, and our prime mission is just responding to that kind of thing. And we sat out and, from New York, and we sent teams in, and they helped clean up and helped build things up again and just try to lend a hand wherever we could. My team, personally, we were standing by mainly for hazmat situations. So
right.
We weren't, we didn't actually get a chance to get boots on the ground, but we definitely were anxious to get in the fight. So.
Well, thankful that you didn't have to do that, but, that is the kind of thing. I mean, we're obviously in hurricane country, too, and you can get broken gas mains, all kinds of leaks, and everything that can happen.
Definitely don't want to actually have to do my job. That would be bad.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. You're training for something you hope you don't have to use. I understand you were a little bit more than a year ago involved in the training too that happened after tornadoes hit in Jacksonville in 2011, almost 2 years.
Oh yes, a couple of tornadoes have been hitting since the last couple of years since I've been stationed at Cherry Point, and as a part of volunteer, we just we go out and help pick up trees and just lend a hand to the community. We're all about community, so just try to help out wherever we can.
I don't think people give the Marines enough credit for what they do coming out into a community. They're often, right on the front lines of aid, along with the Red Cross and Salvation Army and others, trying to get, especially something like that needs manpower, needs stuff moved in order to save lives and also to recover property. And so thank you for your help with that. I also understand you were involved in Hurricane Irene cleanup, too.
Yes, Hurricane Irene actually pretty much backed right down on my face, and all the community down trees and power lines, and it was getting pretty messy. So definitely, we just we lent a hand wherever we could. So.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about life aboard ship now, too. Is this your first deployment?
Yes, this is my first deployment, and right now we're actually rocking pretty bad from a storm, and
oh yeah, that's right.
I gotta tell you,
catching up with you.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to, rocking back and forth, trying to catch your footing. Small hatches. I'm a pretty little guy, so I tend to smack my head on the hatch a couple times.
Yeah. Oh.
Other than that, it's what we're here to do, and I'm excited to go see other countries and get out there. So.
And
I love it here.
You keep up your training while you're on board?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, before I came on this interview with you, we were actually, running around in our lovely suits and doing hazmat training. So.
Oh, wow. Well, we want to thank you again, Lance Corporal Christopher Rainford, for joining us from the USS Kearsage today and talking to us about what you do in the Marine Corps and letting us get to know you. Godspeed on your deployment, and we wish you the best and hope that you get back soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.